Time to cancel the cabal. With Stephen Roberts. On peoplesinternetradio.com.
Okay, and welcome everyone to another Tuesday evening here, Tuesday afternoon in America. And actually, it's Friday evening here in America, but Tuesdays are my normal shows. So I'm Stephen Roberts. This is Cancel the Cabal on People's Internet Radio and Shake and Wake Radio and PSN Radio. And it's Friday night here, so it's Saturday morning over in Australia, where my guest is from. I just want to welcome a political activist, Brett Lowings. Welcome to the show, Brett.
Great to be here. How are you, Stephen?
I'm brilliant tonight, as a lot of people might say in Europe.
Brilliant. Very cold here, mate, very cold.
So uh-huh.
We're all right.
Well, we are just coming into spring over here, so it was very, very nice today. It was, I believe, upwards of 70 degrees, and it was very, very sunny, but the sun went down. It's starting to cool a little bit, but we're starting to get some nice temperatures here.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah, I see a lot of the protests over there out in the street with the COVID stuff. I think that's great. I think that's brilliant.
It is, and it they should have been doing that a month ago, actually.
Yeah, I Orange County and stuff, New York City. I saw what they were doing, and I think it's great to make a movement on it. I think the numbers that they're putting out, I think a lot of it is. I mean, from what I've researched and what I'm seeing, I mean, if you die from an infection in your foot, they put it down to coronavirus. But I mean,
you have to
think about things. I mean, the common cold or the cold or flu, I mean, it has COVID in it, doesn't it? So, I mean,
it does.
You know,
I've seen a video. I've posted a video where I think he's probably a Nigerian man. He got out the American Medical Association handbook and looked up coronavirus, and it says common cold on it. And I'm actually probably going to end up spending the $40 or $50 because from Amazon, they have the American Medical Association, the used handbooks, you know, whether they're 10, 20, 30 years old, and people are selling them, and I could get one for $50, and I'm actually thinking about spending the money to make a little video on it, like this other man did, but I don't know. I just heard this morning, today is May Day, May 1st over here in America. It's May 2nd over there for you, but today is May Day. It is the pretty much the holy day for the communists, if you know that.
Okay, no, I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, that's their biggest day. It's the it's called May Day, the Workers' Party. I'll have to look it up while we're talking, but it's got something to do with the Workers' Party. So, you know, the Communist Workers' Party, it's pretty much one of their holidays as far as the communism goes.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
What's on the agenda today? You're the one that got a hold of me and said you wanted to come on. What are we going to talk about?
I mean, I'd like to cover a range of subjects, actually. I'd like to cover the COVID operation, which seems to be going through the world. I want to cover the New World Order, maybe Agenda 21. We can talk a little bit about that.
The COVID scam?
COVID-19 virus.
Yes, the COVID scam, as I call it.
Well, the China virus. So, I mean, we can have a chat about that. So, I mean, let's get stuck into it, because I mean, I think we could talk about this for hours, couldn't we? Really? So
absolutely.
Well, at the moment, I mean, we have about 8,000 infected cases down here from the numbers that we last got. At the moment, there's a nursing home which is called Newmarch House out here in Australia, and basically their staff was infected. So they're saying their staff was infected. And they actually left the elderly in their beds for days, didn't change sheets, didn't do nothing. And the poor souls are dying through not seeing their relatives and isolation. But it's all been put down at, you know, coronavirus. I'm not too sure that every single death that we hear about today is about coronavirus. I just don't think. I mean, a guy died of lung cancer a few weeks ago, a celebrity, and they actually put it down to coronavirus.
Well, that's
because they did their test kits. When they do their test kits, it actually it tests for corona in your system, which we all have some part of corona in our system, and that's just from where we've got our antibodies, etc., from our common colds.
Right.
So, but they test it. It doesn't tell you the strain or the level.
Correct. And the way I understand, well, yes, it doesn't tell you how much of this strain that you have. I mean, there's many, many strains of the common cold and many, many strains of the common flu. But yes, the test that they are using, I'm actually trying to trying to get some validation for it. But I've heard that this test isn't even used for, or it's being used for what it's not supposed to be used for. It was actually invented for trying to find a rare cancer. So it is actually looking for specific genes, the way I see, or the way I have been told.
Yep.
And it's not even reliable. I've heard that people have been tested several times. Every day they get somebody will get tested in a hospital, and they'll be positive one day and negative next. Positive one, the next day.
I've heard that too.
Negative,
I've heard that too.
Negative 2 days in a row. Positive 2 days in a row. They have no clue.
Somebody sent out a whole heap of tests that were actually faulty in the kits.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Sorry.
Well, I don't even believe. I know. I get a lot of people look at me like I'm stupid or crazy or whatever, but I don't even believe that this COVID-19 actually exists. Bill Gates has said for many, many years, I think going back to 2002 when the SARS virus first came out, he started talking about a certificate of vaccination. You take those three words, certificate of vaccination, the acronym for that would be COV. In 2002, they had the COV2, which was O2. And now they have the COV19, COV, Certificate of Vaccination. And the ID comes from identification, the chip that they want. They want everybody chipped and vaccinated.
Well, that all comes back down to the. I mean, that all to me, this is all a test run for Agenda 21 and you know what the New World Order wants. For me, it's all a test run to see how far they can push, and then to see how quick how much we will actually push back.
Yes,
you can actually see with the demonstrations around the United States at the moment. You can see people are pushing back very, very quickly.
Surely, surely. So I believe it's also a test to see. If there is physical fighting between the state's governments and the people, they will bring out the National Guard. Well, actually, they're going to bring out NATO troops, because the National Guard probably will not fire upon their own citizens, their own people. The Army or the military probably will not either. So they will have to bring in either NATO troops or UN troops to do all that, because they don't have any. They don't have any. What's the word I'm looking for? They don't care about Americans. they're loyal.
Isn't it in the American Constitution that your troops and your military aren't allowed to fire on their own people?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Sure it is. And it's also in our Constitution that we're not supposed to have a standing military either. We're supposed to have militias.
Well, from what I see, I mean, I think the only person between the world going to hell and, well, the only people between us and the world going to hell are us, the people, for one. And I think Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump's really doing a good job for you guys over there. I really think he's really for the people. And I think that's why the Democrats and the elite, they're all going totally crazy about it, because he's just a man who's really standing for you guys. And the thing that I don't understand is sometimes I see online and I speak to people online and they come back and tell me I'm wearing a tinfoil hat. They tell me I'm crazy. They tell me, and they say all this sort of stuff. But finally you get a president that actually wants to do something for the people and not listen to what the UN or the New World Order want. And people get upset about it. I don't understand it. I mean, I've always stuck by this. If you guys had Hillary Clinton voted in, you guys would have gone to war with North Korea. That would have happened because, I mean, when you looked at it, remember they turned around and said they wanted to invade so many countries and change the regimes, I think seven countries, and they were focusing on the Middle East.
Seven countries in 7 years.
Yeah. And North Korea was one of them.
Yes.
Also. So I think he really, I think you,
well, there was,
by voting, you guys dodged a bullet, you know?
Yes. Well, there was seven countries that didn't have a Rothschild banking system back before 2001.
Yep.
The only ones, it would be curious to find out if North Korea has one right now because of the talks between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump last year, or 2 years ago, whatever it was. It would be curious to see whether they have a Rothschild banking system now or not.
Well, what's really curious with me is, what Kim said that the talks failed, and he actually executed a few people who were there at the meetings. That came out of North Korea as well, because apparently the talks failed. I'm not sure at what degree they failed or why they failed, but Kim said they failed.
Uh-huh.
So, and he actually executed a few people who were at those meetings and conducting those meetings on his behalf.
Yeah. I did see about an hour ago that there was a report that he did surface today for some sort of a an appearance or something. So maybe he isn't dead like he was supposed to have been.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, Saddam Hussein had so many doubles. So does Kim.
I'm sure.
You know, the chances are so does Kim. So, and maybe this is just North Korea trying to put on a front. So I can't see why they would have raised everything about his sister if there wasn't something going on. I mean, a couple of days ago, he's in bed, he's in intensive care. Next day, he's dying, but, you know, suddenly he's up popping around and doing what he's doing. So, and it's the mainstream media again, isn't it? So
yes,
God
it
knows what,
yes,
what the
is.
Truth is and what isn't the truth. I mean, the mainstream media just want to fear into everybody. And people are actually buying it. Like, we've got a new Corona app out here. It's a tracker. And the government says, if you download, the more people that download this app,
yes,
the sooner we'll reduce the restrictions.
Yes.
Well, they did a survey. They did a survey on one of the pages on Facebook there. 60% of the people aren't going to download it, including me. I'm not going to download it. Why do they need the trackers? Why do they see where we're going just by our phones bouncing off of towers, etc., and all that sort of stuff. So I don't see the importance in it, and I think it's just another way of controlling. I think it's just another way of, you know, if you do this for us, we'll get the restrictions off and you can all go out again and do whatever. I mean, well, if they're willing to do that, well, then I don't think, I don't think the virus is so serious that they're saying there's so many people downloading this app, we'll let you go, and we'll let you go out into the streets and do, you know. So it's just, to me, it's just another way of controlling.
It's not serious at all because I think it's the New York mayor. I don't remember what his name is now, but they've been reporting on him going out to get a haircut, or some woman, some prominent politician went out and got a haircut because she couldn't be without one. But all of these politicians are going out into public without masks on and without gloves on and without protection.
Well, I mean, Obama was photographed playing golf.
Yes, Barry Satoro.
It couldn't be that bad, but unless Obama. But I mean, I heard somebody around Pelosi's camp. She turned around. Someone turned around and said, "Well, we're all vaccinated here anyway."
Yeah, sure they are.
So, you know, it's like a few of the celebrities you hear about them coming down with it, and then I mean, 2 days later they're walking out. So to me, they've either got a. There's only two ways you can look at this. They've got a vaccine, and the elite are getting the vaccine, so they're not infected. Or two, they never had it in the first place, and again, it's just the mainstream media trying to put fear into everybody.
They don't have a vaccine because this thing doesn't even exist, plain and simply.
Well, on the news here in Australia this morning, they're actually talking about let's use the vaccine or something to do with Ebola. And I said that if they're going to they're mentioning the word Ebola now, to make it sound like it's deadly. It's absolute. It's just more fear-mongering. It's laughable.
Let me put it to you this way. A month ago, or 3 weeks back, whatever it was, they claimed that a pharmaceutical company found the vaccine and made it within 2 hours. You know, this is kind of like a mini series of CSI or CSI Miami, CSI Los Angeles or Las Vegas, whatever it is.
So you know, to make that 2 hours, they already had it.
No, that means it doesn't even exist in my mind.
Or they already had it.
Or they already had it. I mean, yes.
You can't go both ways on this. I mean, no, you know, I guess like 9/11, the story is playing out on the streets, and it's through their own actions that the truth is all coming out, that things are actually coming out. And you know, at work and that, people say, "Oh, people are dying of it." Well, yes, maybe the elderly are being affected. Whatever, but
what happened to the
second? Sorry, Steve.
What happened to the regular flu? It disappeared off the face of the earth, didn't it?
Yeah, so did the plague.
No. I mean, our regular, everyday old flu that we've been getting for over 6,000 years, it just disappeared for some reason. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. You know, but that's the government. I mean, today, we'll have Corona. Tomorrow, we'll call it something else. You know, oh, shit, the Black Plague's back in, excuse me. Or, next thing, the Black Plague is all back, you know, and to me, again, it's all fear-mongering. And the sooner people start to wake up, you know, because we're awake, people call us mad and, you know, call us all sorts of names and stuff. But it's actually us trying to educate them. And as they say, knowledge is power. If you do your little bit of research and put yourself outside the circle and stop thinking such a straight line and sort of widen your outlook on things,
yes,
you will find the facts will just come at you so quickly. And some of them are absolutely shocking. But in the end, you have that knowledge to pass on. I think it's up to all of us to pass on that knowledge, no matter what people are saying to us. Because in the end, they're going to turn around and thank us for the knowledge. And if it educates just one person, and they can educate one person, and they can educate one person, soon enough, everybody, it just becomes overwhelming for everybody.
Sure.
And I think the biggest disbelievers are Democrat voters, and that's it. But they have to be.
Well, you know, I have been one to say to a lot of people that I don't believe in the system anymore. I don't believe in this left and right anymore. I believe they've been working on the same page for a long, long time. Probably even from the beginning of America over here, 244 years ago. A lot of people have been taught that we revolted against the British and we won the war and then this, that, and the other thing, yada, yada, yada. Well, you know, that all is technically true. There is no more fighting with the British anymore. But the British, the monarch, the Queen, still does own everything here in America, just like Canada and Australia. I know that the Queen and the mainstream media claim that she doesn't have any power. She doesn't have any authority over America or Canada or Australia or Africa, whatever the case may be. But she does. She still rules over it. And everything... Everything still goes through the Queen. And inevitably, the old saying goes, all roads lead to Rome. And that is still true, too.
Well, we all know that she's high up. We all know that you know, the royal family are high up in, you know, I mean, they're high up in the elite.
They are high up in their minds. That's what they are.
Well, not to us the people. I mean, to us the people, we couldn't care less what, you know, what they think they are or what they're doing. I mean, there's just too many of us out here in the world. And I mean, if we all stuck together and all marched down the street together on the same day, it would make exactly what they're doing worthless. It all crumbles. It's over.
Sure.
The thing is trying to bring people together and trying to make people believe that, you know, if we all stick together, we can actually do this. And we can actually get our world back. Yes. That's what we need to do. We need to get our freedom back, our world back. And we need to sell. We vote them in. We vote politicians in. So really what we're doing is we're reaping what we sow, aren't we? I mean, if you vote in the wrong person. And, I mean, for me out here, as you say, in terms of political parties, we got Labor, we got Liberal, we got the Greens. And, you know, we got all those sorts of people out here. But all you're doing is replacing somebody with the same agenda and the same idea all the time, because there's nobody new coming through, especially out here in Australia. Nobody new coming through. There was one guy called Fraser Ranning who came through, and because he told a few truths about a few things, he was marked racist, he was marked this, he was marked that, and of course he lost the vote up there in Queensland. So anybody who seems to come in new, that they're vilified, and they're really put out. And that's the thing, we keep voting Labor or Liberal, we keep voting National. All we're doing is replacing a new face with the same agenda.
The reason that is because, one, they are all politicians and they are all liars. And the other reason is they are all in the same families. They're all related to each other, so they all share the same agenda. And, have you ever looked into what's called the straw man?
I've heard of it, but no, haven't actually read up on it.
Well, okay. The straw man is your fictional entity that that your birth certificate is made for. If you have a birth certificate, you have a straw man. You have a dead fictional entity. On your birth certificate, the coroner is the one that signs it. Why would a coroner sign a certificate of birth? Coroners signed death certificates. Do you get that? Do you understand that?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yep.
Well, they have to get you to admit to being the name on that birth certificate, to have control over you and have jurisdiction over you and to have the authority over you. There's a man over there. I'm not sure if he's in New Zealand or Australia. His name is Romley Stewart. He's been studying this for a long time. I can give you some links to his YouTube channel, and you can watch some videos.
That'd be great.
Absolutely. It'd blow your mind. I can also give you some links to Max Egan. Do you know Max Egan over there?
I've heard the name, yes.
Yes, he's Australian. He's one of the biggest on the internet today. I've had him on the show probably 7 or 8 times. He's been studying this a lot longer than I have, and he's been fighting the system a lot longer than I have. He's done a lot of major talking all over the world. He's flown all over the world and talked to, thousands and thousands of people. He has, 60, 70 plus thousand, maybe even 100,000 YouTube subscribers. His videos have gotten millions of views, and he knows what the truth is. Do you know of David Icke?
Yes, he's very much similar to David Icke.
Yes,
I think David Icke is brilliant. I think David Icke's absolutely fabulous.
Sure.
And I think a lot of what he says it just makes so much sense. And the thing is he backs it up with their own words and their own actions.
Absolutely. I believe Max and David are probably pretty good friends. They've done a lot of stuff together.
Well, David Icke, I sit and watch from that, from sun up to sundown, any chance I get. And I think the information he's giving us is just out of this world. And I love the way he turns around and he says, someone asked him, why haven't they taken you out yet? Why? What's the point in taking out David Icke?
Uh-huh.
They're afraid, what are they going to be afraid of, If they take him out, imagine
that's going to validate him. Well, that's going to validate his information.
Absolutely. They can't touch him.
There's another man. He lives in Canada now, but he's born in Scotland. His name is Alan Watt. He's been a long-time researcher, too, and you could probably listen to a lot of his podcasts. He has a lot of great information. I've listened to hundreds and hundreds of Alan Watt hours. Not the Alan Watts. He's a 70s philosopher. This man's name is Alan Watt. He's still alive today. He's up in up around the Toronto area, I believe, or just outside Toronto, something like that. But it's the problem of getting people to get away from their televisions and looking into things, not just blindly following what someone says on the news as gospel truth. That's the biggest problem I see.
Well, I think this lockdown is the worst thing they could have done, because everybody gets bored and starts researching into stuff and starts fact-checking
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah,
exactly. So I think this lockdown stuff was the worst thing they could have done for themselves. A lot of people are going to get educated now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I did look that up. It's the International Workers Party Day is what that is, the Communists and Socialists. It's their favorite day of the year.
Great. Enjoy.
Yeah, really. Wow. It's just May 1st for me. That's all it is. Friday, May 1st.
May 2nd here. It's behind me.
Right.
So, moving on. What do you think of this New World Order stuff?
Well, it's nothing new. It really isn't. It's been around for probably 6,000 years. It's been around.
Yep.
They've been trying to get rid of us for 6,000 years. These agendas, people have already studied this for a long, long time and found out that the people that we're dealing with today are descendants of the ancient Egyptians. They're descendants of the ancient Greeks, the Romans. They're descendants of the kings of Babylon. We are living in Babylonian times. You know, you go to your parliament's house and you're looking at the Tower of Babylon is what you learn. I go to my state. It's called a state government house, state house. I'm just looking at Tower of Babylon is all I'm looking at. Go to Washington, D.C. It's the same thing. I'm just looking at the Tower of Babylon. That's all I'm doing.
You look at our Parliament House and it's shaped in a pyramid.
Certainly it is. Absolutely it is, yeah. And that's for a reason.
Straight up.
That's for a reason, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I think it was Rothschild, one of the first Rothschilds, Amschar Mayer, I think that was his name.
Yep.
He was the one that started what is today called the Illuminati, the Bavarian Illuminati, in actually 1776. Oddly enough, did you know that?
1776. Wow.
Yeah. That's an awful familiar number. That's an awful familiar date to a lot of Americans and to a lot of people around the world. That's when we allegedly had our revolution, and all of the money printed since then has had a one world order.
Pyramid with the eye
and a one world order on it.
Yep. Well, I mean, it's a bit funny to keep printing money since they want to put us into a cashless society. I don't know, you work it out. But out here, a lot of people were all saying to each other, keep spending cash, keep paying things in cash, keep doing everything in cash.
Right, right.
Try not to pay with your card. And I don't know if you saw it. Did you see on Facebook the New World Order Illuminati warning letter to us? It was a letter to us all.
No, I hadn't. Explain that.
Okay. I'll hook you up to it. It was actually basically telling us that, you know, they have ways of making us do what they want. They will make all our assets null and void. They will wipe the cash values out of the world.
Sure.
As you can see, what they're doing now, they're trying to crash stock markets and try and ruin businesses with this lockdown where businesses are closing and they're already starting to crash everything.
Well, they want to get rid of all of the. They want to get rid of all the private property, the private ownership and public land.
Well, they want to move us all. They want to move us all into cities only.
Yes,
out here when we had the bushfires. I may be mistaken, but a lot of the research I've done actually says that, you know, insurance companies and that aren't willing to rebuild, or they're not willing to rebuild their houses out there in the countryside, which means they've got to move. So basically,
correct.
I think that what they're doing now is they're trying to act on Agenda 21 and start moving people into the big cities.
Same way with California last year, too.
I saw something about the American farmers out there where they're only now allowed to produce. They had to throw out a heap of milk because the government said, no, you produce too much. So they had to spill all the milk out on one of your dairy farms out there, and they're only allowed to cultivate so much out there right now. I think it's been policed.
Sure, sure, to starve us out. Absolutely.
Yep, yep. It's already started. Well, here with our farmers out here, I mean, it's been a terrible drought, and I think we're still in drought. I mean, they've had, from what I can recall, they've had about 3 good dumps of rain, and of course, that's not enough to do anything. I mean, that wouldn't even turn the soil green again. So what they're doing is that there's billions and billions and billions of gallons of water. All they have to do is build a pipeline. Allow these farmers to fill their dams again. They're actually being told they can't fill their dams.
Right, right.
So this is the effect happening out here now. They're starting to starve out and get all the farms where, again, people will be forced to shut down, move, and come back to the city. And it's really, really sad. It's really sad. But we've got a good group out here at the moment, and they're delivering water to the farmers, delivering hay for the stock, for their livestock. So there's a group of people out here really, really, really doing a great job in helping the farmers. And that's what we need to do. I mean, if the farmers don't grow food, mate, we all starve. And, you know, exactly what you said, I think it's all just part of the plan. So
there's reports of probably 7 or 8 desalination plants out on the west coast of America that are shut down. Been well over a few years now that they've been shut down. You know what a desalination plant is?
Yep, it produces water.
Yes, it takes the salt out of the seawater and makes it into drinkable and farmable water, yes.
Yeah, we just recently built one out here in Australia.
Uh-huh.
So, but I don't know if they're using it. I haven't heard anything about whether they've started it up or tried to do anything like that. So I haven't heard anything. But the big thing is we shouldn't need it. I mean, there's so much water in Australia and, you know, through on the land. The thing is we sold out to China. We're selling all our water to China. We're selling all our land off to China. The government sells everything off to China.
America is too.
and then suddenly, you know, this virus comes out. Everybody's economy crashes, and now China are now starting to move into different countries and start to buy up everything again. I mean, you have to be blind not to see what's going on.
Well, you have to.
And it's our politicians allowing this to happen.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Well,
politicians allowing it to happen.
Yeah. Well, they're all bought and paid for, though. So.
Well, it's all brown paper bag stuff coming out, you know, the UN and the WHO and all that sort of stuff, you know. But I think it was great what Trump did to the WHO. I think it was brilliant cutting off their funding.
Uh-huh.
We're actually trying to encourage our politicians out here to, you know, to take away funding. But, you know, our politicians have no guts, mate. They're weak as, and they do what they're told. That's the problem.
Yes, they are. Well, so, you know, I've been saying for 11 years since I've been doing this, not on the internet. Well, I've been on the internet for 11 years, 2009 when I started, but I started out being a researcher. I had a specific story there, but then I lost it. So let's go on to something else.
Well, that's all right. I mean, what really got me started and really got me thinking was 9/11. That actual event, to everybody out there who lost family, first responders, everyone, my heart goes out to you guys. You guys have been treated so badly, you know, especially with the report that they did and stuff, and all that sort of stuff surrounding it, you know, sequestering a lot of the truth and stuff. My heart goes out to all of you out there, victims, first responders, families, everybody affected up to today. My heart goes out to you guys. Salute.
Are they installing the 5G towers over there?
Yes, they are.
They are here. Okay.
They are installing 5G out here. The internet that we now run off is now 5G. The boxes we get in our homes are now 5G.
Goodness.
So, yes, it's quite worrying.
Huh.
But I've always said, you know, never buy a 5G phone. Never go near it. Don't even touch it. I mean, it's there to kill you, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And we all know that. We all know it's there to kill us.
Yeah.
It is. You know, faster internet. Sorry, mate. I'd rather 3G and go slow.
Well, you know, it's all about the real-time tracking, like they portray in the movies and TV and that. You know, they want to catch the bad guys in real time. So.
Well, I mean, you can go back. As far as I'm concerned, there was a movie or there was a book written, I'm not sure by who, called 1984.
Yeah, George Orwell's 1984.
That's the one, 1984. I mean, it's all coming. I mean, we were warned in...
Well, do you know what happened then, in 1984? Children told on their parents to the, the government was called Big Brother in 1984 in the book and the movies. It was called Big Brother, and that's where we get that term today, Big Brother. The children turned in their parents if they didn't do the right thing, if they weren't capitulating with the system, if they were.
I mean, in some countries today, it's a crime not to turn your parents in if they say something bad about the government or they want to resist. I mean, today it's a crime in some countries, isn't it?
I'm sure. Like so, North Korea and China, I'm sure.
Oh, well, but, North Korea, absolutely 100%. And I'm sure China as well. I mean, you see all those scientists and those doctors who have come out and just the general people who have made videos and put them online to warn everybody.
Well, they're
I mean,
all
there was
dead
a lady
now.
There, an old lady there, God bless her, she came out and said she couldn't stand it anymore.
And, I believe they're
she,
all dead,
she
though.
Really, really upset and really, really going off about it, saying it's all lies. It's the whole thing's, you know, and that families are being dragged out in the street in front of her and stuff like that, and it's all being covered up.
Yep.
Well, the four people that have actually put out proper videos, those four people are now missing.
They're all dead.
For sure, executed. Dragged out in the street, executed, died of coronavirus.
I thought it was like seven or eight people. But
I've only seen four. Maybe there's videos that I haven't seen, but I have seen four.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, again, it all comes. I mean, I'm sure they've been executed by the regime, and it just comes down to, I mean, on the death certificate,
well, you know,
say coronavirus, which they do with everything.
there have been reports for years coming out of China that they have these special vans that just come rolling up to you if you're walking on the sidewalk, and the doors open up and they drag you into the van and
that would
take
be
you
the
off.
Lethal injection vans that they also use for execution over there.
Yeah.
They put you into the van, they give you a lethal injection, then they take your organs.
Take your what? Organs. Yes.
Your organs. Yeah.
Yes, they
take
do.
Your organs.
Yes, they do.
Yep. I know about the vans.
A lot of us do. Yes.
Well, I mean, it's quite, actually, I mean, when you think about it, it's quite handy, isn't it? I mean, but I really feel bad for the whistleblowers who are really coming out trying to warn us all. And I mean, if you've got people coming out trying to warn us from those countries who, you know, like the doctor and stuff like that, I think people really, really need to listen and not listen to what the mainstream media are trying to tell them. Media are the worst out of the lot, as far as I'm concerned. The journos are just pathetic.
They're the biggest whores They're the biggest horrors that there are.
If they actually reported what the truth was and did a bit of research into the truth, then all of this would just collapse. It couldn't happen. It just wouldn't go on, and everything would go down. But I mean, I'm sure that they're afraid as well.
Do you know what the
their
David?
The report.
Sure. Do you know the David Rockefeller quote?
What's he said this time?
Back in the 90s. Well, first he was honored at some sort of a media ball or a gala or whatever you want to call it, and he stood up and he thanked the entire media for putting out the stories that they have been doing and protecting this agenda. Basically what he said.
I mean, the arrogance of that. And this is why I don't understand why some people just aren't listening. The arrogance of actually him coming out and going, thank you all for lying. Thank you all for misguiding people, putting fear into people. Thank you for protecting the agenda so we can control the world and do this and get on with it. The arrogance of it all, and to think that people aren't going to resist. God help them if the whole world turns around in one go. God help them.
Yes.
It's over. It's done. And I don't care if they own all the banks, and I don't care about this and that. It's gone. It's finished. It's over. We can all go back to our lives.
Yeah. Do you have a parakeet or a cockatoo or something?
Well, I've got a budgie who's sitting in the cage eating, but a lot of that's the birds outside. Oh, they're not under lockdown, believe it or not.
call the federal police over there.
Well, I'm sure they've tried to put the birds under lockdown, but I'm sure a lot of people have been pooed on trying it, so yeah.
Well, all right, Brett. It's getting a little bit late over here. I think we've got a pretty good amount for tonight. I don't want to go for hours. It's getting a little bit late, and I'm going to produce this video tonight. So,
all right, mate, no worries. Listen, pleasure talking to you anytime.
All right. Yes, we will get a lot more subjects in the coming time.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think we didn't even touch on half of what I wanted to cover tonight, but you know, hey, there'll be another time. I guarantee it. So yes, good luck. Will. Good luck over there, mate. God bless all. Thanks very much for having me, mate. I really appreciate it.
Well, luck has nothing to do with it. It's all about getting through to people. So that
we will.
Yeah. All right. So thank you again.
Thanks very much, Steve. Really appreciate it, mate. Thank you.
All right.
Time to cancel the cabal with Stephen Roberts on peoplesinternetradio.com.